we come again, Lord, before you. We want to commit every soul that is in this place, Lord, to you. Father, we want to commit every ear of that soul to you, Father, that you may speak to it, Lord. Not only speaking, Lord, but we pray, Father, that you open it, Father, such that an understanding of what you're saying may sink in the people's heart. We commit the service to you. We realize, Lord, we can't speak. We can't say nothing, Lord. But it's only you who can do it. Now, we invite you here, Father, and pray, Lord, that you take us out of this position, Lord, and stand before us and speak yourself to us, Lord. You're the only one who is the truth, Lord. Nothing else and nowhere else is truth but you. We want that truth, Lord, now spoken, such that thy children shall have some good fellowship with you today, Lord. We pray for the people that are sick, that are weak, whatever it is, Lord, we commit them to you, Lord. We commit. We had a sister this morning or somebody that was mentioned, Lord, that has lost a loved one. We remember them before you, Lord. Father, touch their hearts and give them comfort. For us here, Lord, give us strength, spiritually and physically, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. We can get seated. Oh, all right. Oh, Brother Richard is over there. Thank you. Thank you. He is usually here at the front, but that's okay. That's good. And thank you, Brother Don, for doing that. And bringing. I don't see Brother Michael. Brother Michael is not around. Brother Michael G is not around. Is out of town? Oh, okay. Yeah, praise be to God. And may God take care of his trip, and may God protect him. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. I've not seen you for a long time. I missed you. May God bless you. Dad, I was with you yesterday, and I really enjoyed the company. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'd like to say that before I go to... I don't know how to start this. It's quite a complicated something. It has a lot of intricates like that. So I don't really know how to, but I'm depending on him. This is one of the times that my wife tells me, just leave the quote alone. Just can't preach. That's what she tells me. And sometimes you want to put the quotes there, but this is too much. I can't put everything there, so most of them I'll just say them. That's right. Oh, one thing I would like to say, I think Don has spoken. Don, have you spoken? Okay, good. Sometimes Don comes here and speaks. Most of the people do that. They come here, they speak, but nobody speaks about them. So I'd like to give him a flower of the way he's been. Sometimes we wait until somebody goes down the grave. That's when we take a book. Is it called a book of flowers? So the prophet said it's good to give them now that they're starting in life. So I'd like to give him some flowers for that. And I would like to tell this congregation that you have had Don in the brother homes. I'm not saying he was a bad guy. I'm not saying that. He came to Kenya. We met, I think, 2004, and we've been together, and I know him. He has his weaknesses, just like I do, just like any one of us we have. And we don't capitalize on people's weaknesses. But that man is different now. That's all I wanted to tell you. That man is different now. Just have some good interaction with him, if you knew him before. This is a different man. I should not have said about him when he's here. But that's what I think. I've watched him. And he's different. So I wanted to say that. And he's a man now, very easy. If you find anything with him, he's a man that you can just approach and tell, brother, why are you doing that? And he'll listen. I mean, he's a good man. He's a good man. and he's been running this church very well. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to the Lord for that. And may God bless him and his family and whatever he's doing. Another flower I would like to throw it to Brother Michael. Brother Michael has been, I don't know why I'm doing this. That's okay. But he's been doing a very good job here. I don't know what you do without him. He's our donkey. I'm not insulting you, Brother Michael. But he carries everyone of us on his back. And I'm very thankful for that. And may God bless him. Michael don't preach very much. He's a preacher, but don't preach very much. That is what we think. That because we don't give him a sermon, come here and bring a sermon. What is it called? And we put it there on the top like that. But Michael preaches every day, every Sunday, every Wednesday. He comes here and speaks. Those words he says he's preaching. When a preacher stands before you, the words that he's saying, they come in a manner that he's preaching. So he has had very many shorter sermons every time. So we like it and we love it and we are very thankful for that. Yeah. And all the work that he does for us. Thank you very much. Has Dad talked a bit today? That's good. May God bless him. We miss him. And I'm not starting here as a pastor. I'm the pastor here. But I would like to ask you, how many of you would like Dad one of these fine days to preach to us? How many? Praise to God. Brother Don, your congregation would like Brother Chris to come and start to us. And one of these fine days, when God gives him something for us, he's free to come. Is that right, Brother Don? That's right. Yeah. That's right. We need a mission. Brother Joe, God bless you. And I think you're a man that is talented in many ways. Thank you. God bless you. We love you. Brother Richard, I know now you feel like you're down. You're still a soldier. A soldier is a soldier all the time. Amen. Everyone of you, Medicinia, and everyone of you, even coming here. Sometimes I tell Sister Esther, and people wonder, why do I say that? Come here and sleep. That's okay. Come here and sleep. I think I've heard people complaining, why are you sleeping? Sleep, you go to sleep. If you don't sleep, you go to sleep. Sleep is not something that you switch on and switch off. Sleep comes. So don't stay home because it's a switched on, but now you're sleeping. Come sleep here. That's all right. Because when you do that, and you might hear one word or two, that's okay. That's all right. We don't want you staying home. We want you to come here. Whenever you are tired or not tired, we understand. And we love you. We love you. And we know that you don't come from home. Each one of you, sisters, each one of you, you don't come from home. Oh, that way, spend your time coming because you don't have nothing else to do. You have very many things to do. You come here for one purpose, to fellowship with God.
Amen.
For that, I give you, each one of you, a bouquet of flowers. Amen. May God bless you. May God bless you for that, for what you do for the Lord. I want to approach this in a, I don't know how to approach it, but it's a very interesting subject. When I was giving it to Brother Michael, I told him, I don't know, it's a very interesting subject. Millennium in the rapture. Millennium, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to preach it, but let me try to do this a bit. This is my last Sunday, by the way, to be here. Next Sunday, I think I'll go very early in the morning. And pray for me. Above everything, pray for me.
Amen.
My schedule is tight. Tight. I don't think I will be at home in 2 days. I don't think I've even 2 days to be at home. I don't. Every time, and people are some of them are complaining that I'm giving them too short time, but I don't have much time at all. Maybe after I come from Pakistan, maybe I'll have some time. But still, there are places that they need me to go. I'll try my best. Pray for me. Not only that, I'm feeling like the way the Lord is leading me, I'm not telling my wife, the way the Lord is helping me, I might lose some people. I might lose some friends. I might lose them. Because I'm not going to cut corners. I'm not going to cut corners. It's time for now to see the truth and live there. there was a group, they wanted to remove me from that group. I said, listen, if you want to, I don't like you doing that, but that's okay. I can't say nothing else. I can only say this. And they kind of stopped me, but they were talking about removing me. But I said, it's okay. I know when people, when you speak the truth, it touches maybe the admin of the group, and it does. You rub him in the wrong way, but not personal, just the word. They don't believe that we're in the rapture. They don't believe like that. And now they're saying that people are misleading others because of saying we're in the rapture. So I said, yeah, let me explain how we are in the rapture. I'm not saying let the prophet explain how we're in the rapture. And then I got the quotes together there. I said, but now, when you ask me a question like that, I'm not able to say it right then. I don't do that. Because I want to say something that the prophet has said. So that's my desire. Sometimes maybe my words might not come out right, but that's my desire, to say what the prophet says. So I just put them together, and I think it was yesterday, and I saw them. They have not responded. So it's the only brother Joshua who said, God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. And he was happy about that. And so it's come to a time whereby it's not arrogance. Don't be arrogant, but just say it. This is the way I see it. I don't know what to do, but love them, even when they disagree with you. If they disagree with you and you kind of have, then you are, something is wrong with you, not them. Something is wrong with you. Then that God that is revealing to you is not God. If God gives you revelation, he will give you the stamina to start when it is rejected.
Amen.
You look at the prophet one time, and they say he's not even there. He's not there. And he walked. He was actually escorted. I don't know where he was being escorted by the guards. And he sat there. And Brother Moses was, and he was saying, no. They were talking about healing when the pillar of fire came. Remember that? And he didn't want to come. He didn't want to go. He didn't want the argument. He didn't want nothing. But God told him, just go stand there. And he stood there, humbly, like crying and said, I was not disobedient to that heavenly call.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. Praise be to God. Not with arrogance. Start there. Just say it. Whoever takes it. And don't go with the idea that I'm going to hit them. I'm going to hit. No. But the way I'm feeling is, the things that I have today is to tell them, there's no any other, let me say this, there's no any other, and I tell you also, there's no any other salvation,
amen,
nowhere else,
praise,
except that he has come. That's the message of the hour.
Amen.
If you're not in it, you're gone.
That's right.
You're not in the bride, you're gone.
That's right.
Praise be to God. These things about baptism, about, that we put so much in that, that's nothing, that's not it. I'm not saying you don't eat your bread if you want to. That's okay. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying it's nothing. That's not it. That's not going to take you nowhere.
Amen.
You can eat it all the communion all the way you want. You can baptize all the way you want, backwards and whatever. Just baptize all the way. That does not take you nowhere. That does not change you at all. There's something. The bride joining with the bridegroom. Period. This is the time for this. If I don't say that, then what am I? There's no need of even me preaching. If I don't take it like that, this is, if you love me, correct me. If I love you, I'll give you this. This is what can save you. Praise be to God. And I feel it's going to be told now. It's time. I'm feeling like I'm a push. I'm being pushed. I got to say it. I got just to put it there before, in the banana, take it or leave it, whatever. But God still leads you. That's okay. You're still my friend. I can buy you a cup of tea. Oh, that's right. We are still friends. We are not going to be enemies. But this is be told. This is going to be told. People have lingered so much. Message believers, so-called, have lingered so much in the church ages. They got to come out. They got to be told, come out. This is it. Some say they are called. They are called, yes, but it's a calling. You are called out, but you got to get in. There's a call, being called out and getting in. You got to get in. You cannot just linger there. I'm called. I'm a message believer, and you're not getting in. You got to get into the message of the hour.
Amen.
No, any other salvation. Okay. I'm not quarrying. I'm just saying I have a push. I have a burden. I have something. loved or not loved, loved or hated, thrown out or thrown out, I got to say it. It's come for that time now.
Amen.
All right. The Pakistan mission is a bit expensive. It's a bit expensive, but I'm saying that's okay. That's okay. And I don't know how they take it. Talking of churches, how to build churches. God did not call us to build churches. You can build a church. That's okay, Brother Michael. God bless you for that. You can build a church. No problem. Churches are good. But we are not called for churches. We should not be even churchy. We don't belong to a church.
Amen.
The problem is, I'm wondering where, if people are being, I don't know the word that he says in the book called "Is the Rising of the Sun." He says, I'm wondering, people are being called. We are preaching to people to be in the church, and to a theory or something. That's what it says. To a church or to a theory. You don't belong to a church. You belong to Christ. This is just something to help us. A church is something to help us. And the way you're organized is just to help us to be able to bring this word.
Amen.
Not for anything else. Not for anything else. There's just something to help us bring this word to the people.
Right.
That's the main thing. The other things are not there. There are does and things like that. Whatever. Brother, no, I'm sorry. But that's exactly right. Those are not necessary. They are good. They are necessary for you to be organized, to be coming on Sunday, on Wednesday, and like that. But that's not a major. That does not help. That does not save you.
Right.
We have a major thing here. This word of this age.
Right.
Get the people to this age. To the message of this age. That's where the salvation is. All right. May God bless each one of you. Now, to begin with, before I come there, maybe I'll read. Let me read the scriptures. I don't know. I don't know where to start. I have a paper here so that I don't forget. And I didn't write the quotes, every quote that I had. But I wanted to say, to show you where I come from. God in redemption. God in redemption. In the redemption. Redemption is buying back. God in that. Uses three steps. Three always is the number of perfection. So after three, you go to the next, which is perfection. Three is the number that produces perfection. I think I've never said that before, but three is the number that produces perfection. Now, seven is the number of completion, seven. We don't have eight. If you say the eighth day, that you're going to the first one again, because we only have seven. God deals with seven. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So if we go with the seven church ages, first church age to the seventh church age, then the seventh church age, the other one, which now we are here, is after the seventh church age. I'm saying we are not in the Laodicean church age. The Laodicean church age is the seventh church age. So the seventh church age is, after the seventh church age, where the next point we go is eighth, is number eight, is right? Now, eight is not counted with a week. So what do we go? We go to Monday. In our week, in our calendar, we go to Monday. In the Julian, in the Israelite calendar or Jewish calendar, you go to Sunday. That's the first day again. That's the eighth day. You understand what I mean? So, and you can go very much with that. Jesus Christ resurrected on the eighth day, and all those things. That's the day of resurrection. He resurrected on the eighth day. Every time is, and that eighth day is actually the seventh, the first day. Okay, the first day. First day of the week, or something like that. So, but that's right. So, but there's another difference that I find is that when we talk about redemption, listen very carefully. We have a problem with Adam. We have a problem with Adam because if you take Adam's redemption, Adam was coming from goodness. I don't know. I've never looked at that, Brother Don. Adam is coming from goodness, he's a good guy, to the bad. Do you understand what I mean? Does anybody get what I mean? He's a good guy, created and everything is good, and goes to the wrong and does wrong. For us, we are coming from the wrong. Have you ever looked at that?
Yes.
So for us, we are coming from the wrong. And that brings a lot of confusion. I want you people to look at that. We are coming from the wrong ourselves into redemption, into that goodness. Can you get what I'm saying? Anybody who does not get, just raise up your hand. I will explain it better. Adam is coming from good. He's created the Son of God, a good guy. Is that right? Then he goes and falls and needs redemption. Now he's going to be redeemed and like that. Is that right? Now we people are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We come out from there and God is starting us from there and taking us to redemption. And redemption takes these steps. Redemption takes these steps. The first step is justification. Justification. I think that's clear. Justification. It's called justification. The second step towards redemption. Towards redemption. We are coming from that. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Coming from that and now going towards redemption. Going to the kind of goodness that God was talking about. And that's why some steps, if you count the steps of Adam, it might not add up. With our steps going to that. When he says he's going to take us back to Eden, some steps, it might not exactly align. Because he was coming from that towards this. I hope, can you get that? It's coming from this to that, and we're coming from that to this. I hope you get. I don't know. But you mark it down. You mark it down, go study.
Amen.
You mark it down, go study. Some of the things I also don't know exactly. Because they just come. They just come. And I don't, like when I'm preaching to these giants of the revelation, I really feel small. I feel like I'm not supposed to be. I feel like they are supposed to be here themselves. And especially, like now I was very nervous because I thought that we would have Michael and other people. I think we need to talk to Adams. Where is Adams? I think we need to see about Adam. I feel like the other day I would like to go. I don't know where he lives. Reno or something? I think, Brother Ron, I think you can do that. I think you can do that once. Before I go, maybe you can take an afternoon or an evening and we go check on them. And I thought, okay, now, and when especially we have other people, brothers, I feel like these great ministers are supposed to minister. And if you feel like I'm just here, just pray for me that God gives. I pray for revelation. I pray for revelation, brothers. I'm weak in many, many, many ways. Very, very, very weak. I am not also educated in a manner that, you know, when you want to give a story, it's called introduction, isn't it? Introduction. And then the body, and then the conclusion. I found out that. I don't do that. I just sink into it, and I start talking. And so it goes all over. And I've tried to look at that, and I don't know what to do. But just pick it. I give you a lot of work just to pick that and pick that and for you to get them together. Forgive me for that. But if you have a question, and I can't congratulate Sister Edith enough. I cannot. Sister Edith, I told you the other day, I like that. If we come here, if we call ourselves Christians, and we still hold one another, brothers, such that I cannot even come and ask you a question, sister, then our experience, saying that we're in this message is something, there's something wrong. If you cannot honestly tell me, I'm thinking. Not even a little funny feeling against a brother. Come to them. But isn't that what the prophet said, brothers? And I preached here. And ordinarily, very many preachers would get upset when they ask that question. I remember I preached there. I preached here. And I mentioned something. And I was coming to this kind of millennium things and like that. I said, sister, I'm seeing something here. And it's going like this. And the sister told me, And see, I look at the sister here when she's seated down, and I know. I look at you, and sometimes you don't know that we are seeing. We are seeing. We are seeing even the spirit. When I'm here, that's bragging. I'm sorry, but I can see spirits. I can somehow at the anointing lets me see. I can see some things in people. I can see. I'm not a discerner. I'm not anything, but I can see some things. Yeah. Somehow. So I look at him here and at her here, and she looks like she's not with me now. She's a bit lost a bit. Like, and when we finished, I was moving out. I was talking to a senator here. I wanted to talk to a senator. And she says, "Are you going away?" I said, "Yes." No, I want to talk to a senator. Let me come back. But when I came back, she already gone and she was in the car. So I came back and I went to the car there. I said, "Sister, I'm here." And the brother was on the steering wheel. I said, "I'm here." She said, "Brother, I was telling you, I wanted to talk to you because, brother, now I've been following you and now you are confusing me." I love that. I love that. I know I'm not telling you to talk like that, but talk to me like that. Talk to me freely. If you don't talk to me freely, brother, I see something wrong with you. I want to talk to you freely. Talk to me freely. Talk to me what you feel. If you have something against me, tell me. That's it. That's clear it. We are going to heaven. Don't hold nothing. Don't hold nothing against me. I don't hold nothing against you. Let's clean it. Let's have a clean slate. Is it called a slate? A clean slate.
Amen.
That you can take before God. This is my slate, Lord. It has nothing. Each one of us. Let's come to that.
Amen.
And she told me, "You are confusing me." And I said, "How?" And she told me, "You said this, you said this, you said now, you said this." And Brother Lizard was trying to tell her, "I think he meant this." Okay. Okay. Whatever I meant, I was saying, now I don't want that. So that's how I came with the two sermons from there. Clarifications. Because I don't want confusions. I came with two sermons from that. Clarifications. What I really meant. And from there she said, "God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother." She shook my hand. She said, "I've run so much on this." And that's right. That's right. And that's good. And please, let's. If you think that I'm wrong, that's okay. If you come, even if you think I'm wrong, just come tell me, "Brother, I think there you are wrong." That's all right. Who am I? I'm a human being. It's only Jesus. Only Jesus. Nobody else that has been here or not that has never been found with the wrong. Except Jesus Christ. I'm not. Though I am. Somehow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm in this body. I can look at something and I see something wrong. And don't expect also that when you come and give me your coat, that I'll take it just like that. I can refuse also. Because I'm not seeing it the way you're seeing. That does not separate us. Praise be to God. That makes me be happy that you're studying and I'm studying. And you love me and I love you. And we are helping one another. We are also praying for one another. Father, this is what I see. If it's the truth, open for the sister. And the sister is praying for me. If it's true, open for the brother. That's brotherly kindness. Amen. And that's where we are supposed to be found, brothers. I wish.
Amen.
I desire that. I want that. Well, praise be to God. Now, so let's come to this. Let me come to this. Okay. Sanctification. Justification. Sanctification. I know it doesn't seem like I'm talking about that, but let me come. Let me come slowly. So we have justification. We have justification. 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 I think it's written like that. Okay. If I don't write it right, that's okay. And then we have the second stage, sanctification. When you repent and things like that, that's how you are saved. You repent and that's the first thing. You repent and forgive me my sins. And baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what was happening in the church ages. You are repenting, and then when you repent, then you are baptized, and something like that, and then from there, you are sanctified by the preaching of the word. You are sanctified. Okay, sanctified. 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 Now, from sanctification, it came to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The third thing is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, this is baptism of the Holy Ghost. As the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, the fourth thing is what this baptism does. What this baptism does after you have been justified, you have been sanctified, now you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What the baptism does to you is a burning. It burns. It cleanses you. It is actually cleansing. It's another cleansing. Of course, you call this cleansing, but this is the real cleansing. It burns everything. The fire of the Holy Ghost comes and cleanses everything. And makes your heart a place where now you can be indwelled in the church ages by the Holy Ghost. And here in the church ages, it was called the seal of God. You are sealed unto the day of redemption. Because this has never happened. So now indwell. They said, now you are indwelled by the Holy Ghost. Indwelling of the Holy Ghost. You can say that in the church ages. But now, the cleansing part is what I want. This Holy Ghost cleaning. The cleaning. That's that thing. Cleaning you up. For God to dwell in, you have to have a heart to dwell in. Okay? That's exactly right. Okay. Now, the next thing is, from there, now the Holy Ghost comes and dwells in you. Now, the other thing is, that can go together is, we have Ruther, the three ages. We have Ruther, we have Wesley, then we have Pentecost. That is the church. That is the cleansing of the church. That is your cleansing. That is me getting cleansed by God. Getting redeemed by God. Getting redeemed by God. And the thing of it here is, even after baptism, God has never indwelt in fullness in a human heart. He's never. Until now. So you are all done like that in the church ages, but God did not indwell in you in fullness. But you can say he got into your heart as the Holy Ghost. And it was a sealing of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want to say what sealing is. You are sealed unto the day of your redemption. Amen. You are called, this is mine. God says, this is mine. I'm sealed, I finished. Anything about her or him, he's mine. He cannot go to hell, it's good. Now, and God holds you like that. That's what he does. That was what he was doing there. Until the day of redemption. What is the day of redemption? The day of redemption is today. That redemption has never happened. They were waiting, and they could not be made perfect without us. So they were waiting until now. That's why indwelling there in fullness has never happened until now. I hope you can get that. Okay, now, in Ruther's time, there was Ruther, there was Wesley, and there was also, and this is me. Let me call this is me, brothers. This is me. Or this is you. This is you or me. This is you or me. That's what God do to redeem you, to bring him back to you. I hope you get that. Now, he does the same to the church as the church ages. I'm calling this the church ages, the redemption of the church ages. The church ages. He does the same thing to the church ages. As he does to you as an individual, he does the same to the church ages. So he has the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is Pentecost. This is the Pentecost, which is Laodicea. And people, this is where people, all people are stuck. Pentecost, which is Laodicea. Pentecost. It's Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is also called by the prophet in paragraph 113 of the book called Who Is This Melchizedek? It's called by the prophet. He says, Ruther. He says, Wesley. He says, baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. In other places, he calls it the restoration of gifts. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then the next thing we go to the other age. We are talking about ages here. We are talking about the church ages. We are talking about the ages. Here we are talking about you. Now here we are talking about the ages. The ages. The next thing we go to in the ages is the eighth one, which is the rapture. I wish we could read that, brother. Can somebody get it very, very quickly? It's not there in my quotes. But you can get it very fast. Let's read it so that you see what I'm talking about. That is the redemption of the churches. The churches. How he redeemed that group of churches in that age. And then the next one. And you can go back here and you can start with Paul. You can start with Paul, Ephesian churches, Irenaeus churches, all that, until here. These are the three at the last. Because in the first, they died and completely gone. But they rose up again. Because it's the redemption of the churches. The redemption of the churches. Because actually it's God raising up his word. That's exactly right. The first one to rise was Luther. The next one was Wesley. From Wesley, we got to baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is also, which is also Laodicea. This is Laodicea. People don't want us to read like that. Laodicean churches. This is Laodicean churches. Wesley, Luther, Wesley, let's also write Brother Branham. This is Brother Branham. This is very hard for some people. Even in the message. This is Brother Branham's age. This is Brother Branham's age. Praise be to God. Now you might wonder, where this is the fire that cleanses you. Now, how is this fire here cleanses the church? How does it cleanse the church? Praise be to God. Brother Branham's work was to go back to all the truth and bring it here by cleaning all the doubts of the people and bringing it here. The opening of the word, the opening of the seeds. Everything that was sealed up, praise be to God, and bring it here. He cleansed that. He cleansed every doubt, everything that the people had upon the Bible. He cleansed it completely. Now, it's clear and clean. Now, from there, God comes and takes a bride. Rapture, listen, people, and Brother Didon has brought this very well, many sermons now in the past. Listen, people think, and wipe that idea in your head, that the rapture was to be to fly away with his body. We have read quotes here that this body has got to die. Amen. When you got that in your mind that it's got to die, this body, whoever you are, you got to die. Every man that is born of God, even Jesus Christ, that's true, he died. That body was to die, is that right? Every man that is born a woman is of few days, he must die. Every man, everybody must die. So wipe out this idea that we've got to fly away with these bodies. No, we're not flying nowhere. This body belongs to the dust and it goes back to the dust. I hope you get that. Bear with me a bit. Maybe if I'm boring a bit. Okay. Praise to God. So what is it? What is rapture? This is rapture. Listen, this is simplicity of it. This is the rapture. There's no word rapture in the Bible. It's caught up. You are caught up to him. Amen. When he comes, after Pentecostal churches, he comes. He comes from heaven. When he comes from heaven, there's no other business that he has. The only three comings, listen very, very, very well. The only three comings. The first coming was to die. He came and died. That's all. That does not have any problem because he did. And everybody understands that. There are people who take him as another god, like Indians. It's another god to add to their two gods. There's other people who say he was a prophet and nothing more. Whatever, but they agree he came. They also agree that he died. We know that he died to buy us, to buy our salvation. That's what he said. It was for payment. Now the second coming, no other business but marriage. He comes the second time to marry a bride. What is marriage? You are caught up with Michael. You are caught up. You are there with me. You are together. You are one. So now here, when he comes, we become one with him. And that's the rapture. So immediately after the audition, church is over. And it is. We come to what? To the rapture. We come to when Jesus comes. And immediately after Revelation 10, 7. Immediately after Revelation 10, 7. Where do we go to? To Revelation 10, 1 to 6. Jesus Christ coming down, the mighty angel coming down from heaven. That is Jesus Christ. And the prophet says, he cannot be nobody else but Jesus Christ. What does he do? He gets a bride that has been prepared by the Revelation message. He's been cleansed. When I come down, he asked that question, who was going. He asked, when I come down, do I fight? Will I ever fight faith? Yes. Because he said Elijah. And Elijah will cleanse it up. All the doubts that makes you not have the faith. Because you don't know it. Praise be to God. He opens up the seas. He opens up everything. And everything now is cleared. Now from there, your faith. When I come, I'll fight faith. When he comes, he fights faith. You are gathered by the shout. You are gathered by that shout. By that message, you are gathered. And when he comes, you become one with him. You are married. That is the rapture. I wanted to read that. Paragraph 113, I think. I guess it is. I'm not very sure. Paragraph 113. Let me. It's paragraph 113 of the book called Melchizedek. Who is this Melchizedek? Does somebody have it? Maybe before me. Who is this Melchizedek? Who is this Melchizedek? I hope it's paragraph 13. If it's not, I'm going to get it. Okay. Yeah. Paragraph 113. No, it's not. It's not on the quote. This is something that has come. And Brother Michael, I'm sorry. I sent you two sets of quotes. Two sets of quotes. Because the first one did not have one quote. And then the second one had the other quote that I wanted to put. So I added one quote before I sent the second one. So whichever, but we will read and we see. Now, the stages of the eternal purpose. Listen very carefully. The stages of the eternal purpose. The eternal purpose he had in his secret. This is the seventh seal. Whenever you hear that, after opening the seventh seal, and that was his coming, seventh seal is his coming. After opening that, the opening of the seventh seal is his coming. After opening that, in the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, from there he's going to say this very, very many times. The secret that he had in his mind, that is his coming. That's the secret that he had, that no one knew. It was a secret because even the angels don't know. The cherubims don't know. Gabriel don't know. Nobody knew. Even Jesus Christ, when he was here, a man God, he said he didn't know. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. I don't want to get to that. I don't want to get to the seventh seal. But that's right. That's what he said in his secret. Has now been revealed. It has now been revealed. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ now has been revealed. That is what he says. Notice, there's still three stages to perfection. There are still three stages to perfection. Of everything, of the church ages or you, it's three stages. Even the world, because he's also going to redeem the world. The earth, this world, this earth is going to be redeemed. The same way, I'm going to write that and see. Okay. Now, been revealed. Notice, there's still three stages. There's still three stages to perfection. There's still three stages. You got the first stage, the second stage, the third stage, perfection. First stage, second stage, last stage, perfection of the rapture, of the church ages. You get to perfection. Okay? When you get here, you're perfect. You're perfect. When the church gets here, this is perfect church. No, nothing. No wrinkle. No, nothing. Not a single doubt in them. It's completely opened and brought to them. It's here. Praise be to God. No doubt. No, nothing. But Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ manifest in a body called the bride. I hope you get that. No, nothing. It's perfection. The church is in its perfection now. It's never been. But now. I hope you get that. Okay, now. The stages of perfection. Just like he redeems the world. So he also redeems the world. Is that right? Don't worry about that. I'm just sitting here. So it's paragraph 113. If you have. So you can write it down. Okay. That's how he says. Just like he redeems the world. So what is redemption? Redemption is buying back. So he came and bought back and paid for the price. So there are three stages that will bring back what he bought. That's going to bring back. That's perfection. That is, he wanted the bride. He wanted the bride to get that bride. It's three stages. Now, what? Okay. And just like he redeems the world. So the way he's going to redeem you, the way he's going to redeem the church ages, it's the same way he's going to redeem the world. Let's go slowly now. But that's same way he redeems his church. Same way he redeems his church. That's the way he redeems his church. His church, he redeems them like that. He redeems them like that. He redeems the people. He redeems the people in three stages. Now look. First is justification. I should have put this here. First is justification. Like Luther did. He says, first is justification. Like Luther preached. He preaches justification. Like Luther preached.
Second sanctification, like Wesley preached. Like Wesley preached. That the baptism of the Holy Ghost, like brother, he says, he doesn't say it here like that, but like Brother Branham preached. Pentecost. I hope you get Pentecost. Now, Wesley preached that baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's right. Then from here, read it here. Then comes the rapture. Can you get that? After this, then comes the rapture. That's all this takes you to this. All this gives you the perfection. Gives you what it was for. Redemption. You are now redeemed. The church is now redeemed. It's in the rapture. God now got what he wanted. He caught her up. They become one with him. I hope you can get that. Okay. That's as good as I should have put it there, but I didn't. But that's okay. You can paragraph 113 of the book called Who Is This Melchizedek? Now, that's that. All right, now. From there, let's look at... Now, that's me. That's the church ages. Now, let's go to the... Wow, before I come to this. Because our topic is the millennium. The millennium. Our topic today is the millennium in the rapture. Is that right? The millennium in... That's our topic. The millennium in the rapture. The millennium in the rapture. How is it? How is the millennium in the rapture? I want to address that just for a minute. Now... The next thing that he redeems is the earth or the world. The next thing that he redeemed, that he bought, that he paid for, that had for, remember, anything that was foreign is what is being brought back. And bringing back is actual, listen, nothing that was not there redemption, if this book was here, this book was there. Let me give you an example. This book was there. This book was here. This Bible was there. To bring it back is not looking for another book just like it. This is the Bible. This is also the Bible. And putting it here. That's not redemption. That's not redemption. Redemption is bringing it back to what to where it was and what it was. Back to where it was. That's redemption. You are bringing it back. That's the explanation. That's the language of the prophet. It's bringing it back. So the world has got to be brought back to what it was. There was no vistos, there was nothing. And all those vistos and things has got to be burnt and destroyed. Amen. It's got to be like, otherwise it's not redemption. It's got to get back to what it was. What he created. What he wanted to be. He's got to be, get back to that. That's the earth. So the redemption of the earth. Let me go here because of my redemption of the earth. 2,000 years. Listen, 2,000 years, what happened? 2,000 years, what happened? Justification. He baptized the earth with water in Noah's time. Is that right? In Noah's time, it repented. And God, and in fact, the head of the Noah's time, he says, and I repented, that God says like that. The earth repented, that is Noah's water. That's Noah's floods. I hope you can get that. That's Noah's floods. That's Noah's floods. Now he's starting to bring it back. Just like he started bringing you back by justification, sanctification, and then baptism of the Holy Ghost, he's going to do the same to the earth. I hope you get. Now listen. The next 2,000 years, he's going to sanctify it. By his blood, you are sanctified by the word. The blood is what sanctifies you. And the bleeding word is what sanctifies you. So now here is sanctified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ shed his blood on it. I hope you get. And you can take anything. You can take the tree. The wheat plant. You can take the wheat plant. You can take the wheat plant. You say the tassel. Is it tassel? No. Task. You say the task. Is it right? The leaf of Miss Task. Man? Task? Husk. Husk. No, stalk. So we start with the stalk and then the husk is the second. Okay. You say the stalk, then the what? The husk. And then, the husk. Mom. Husk. And then what do you go to? The shark. Is that right? the shark. Did you realize something about, because we talked, let me do this, because now that has come to my mind. Let's get to that. Now we have, what did you say, ma'am? You start with the stalk, is that right? We start with the stalk. What do we go to? The husk. Did you say the husk? What do you call that? I think it's stalk, husk, whatever. Yeah, it's husk. Mom is shy a bit. No problem, ma'am, that's okay. You know, ma'am is my friend, and she's not teaching me English nowadays. And she knows good English. Now, husk, that is the thing that you see at the top of the maze there. Okay? Now, the third thing is the shark. Okay, the shark. Is that right? What do you see? Do you see there's a fourth thing there? Is there a fourth thing there? Yes! The seed. What does that plant produce after it grows up? It's a seed. Is that true? Is that truth? Meda Junior is a junior. That's exactly, it's true. We have the maize growing. We have the leaves. We have the leaves, and then we have the, in Kikuyu you call it mbodhuka. What do you call it in Swahili? The thing that comes at the top of the maize in Swahili. What do you call it? Is a tassel. Okay, tassel. All right, tassel. Is a tassel. Like that. Yeah, it's also, I think somewhere, I don't know what the task is, but he somewhere says task also. Oh, that's better. That's okay. Tassel. Now, tassel. The tassel is right. From the tassel, where do we go to the tassel? Brother, sister, where do we go to the tassel? Where do we go? We go where? We go to the shark. Is that right? What a shark? Shark protects and destroys anything that is going to destroy the seed. And it stays there, listen, and it stays there until the seed can start up and goes to the rapture. Is that so? Am I wrong on that? It stays there with the seed called the maize, called the wheat. It stays there, and it cannot move there. You go to find it first, protecting it, making sure that everything is clean. Everything is clear, nothing goes there except the things that are supposed to go there, the air and things like that. And when the maize gets ready, or the wheat, it starts going away. It's not needed no more. Is right? What is it? It was protecting. It was destroying everything that can destroy the seed. Is right? It was cleansing the seed. I hope you get that. Now that's about the plant. Now let us go to the earth. Now that's the earth. Now the earth. This is not difficult, is it? It's not. Any other question, let's ask. Yeah. Maybe you're seeing a different way. Just let me know. Yeah. Just let me know. I thought now, if I say just millennium in the rapture, we got to start from somewhere. That's where I'm trying to start. I'm trying to start this topic somewhere. If you don't finish, that's okay. So now from there, where do we go? We go to the other 2,000 years. We go to the other 2,000 years. The other 2,000 years. What is the total of years now here? Yeah. Okay, it's supposed to be, this is supposed to align. So that people can see, it's aligning. Everything is together. Now this is the other 2,000 years. You see this? I can draw a line here. Four things. Then here, we have what? We have another 2,000 years. What is 2,000 years here? 2,000 years, Jesus Christ comes and puts his blood on it. Blood. Is that? Blood on it. And cleanses it. Cleanses the earth with his blood. Something like that. I hope my writing is not good, but you people can understand me. That's 2,000 years. Now, that he sanctifies it. He sanctifies the earth. Now the next 2,000 years, there's another 2,000 years. The next 2,000 years, we go to what? That's blood. We go to the millennium. That's the seventh. After the 2,000 years, the seventh. This is the seventh. The seventh 1,000 years, we get, after this, we get to the millennium. Now after the millennium, we go to what? The new earth, a new heaven. I hope that's clear. in one of the quotes, the prophet says that here the earth is being sanctified. He calls it sanctification. It's cleaning. It's cleansing. Now, before we get into the millennium, listen very carefully now. I was talking to Grandpa Gerard. I'm going to talk about good things, not bad things. And Grandpa Gerard told me, nobody can preach millennium. That's true. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult topic. He said, I think I can. I said, I've never heard it preached. Okay, I said, that's okay. And he said, one of the hardest things about millennium, that's true, is the prophet says that in the millennium, now, not the prophet, but there's a scripture in Isaiah. And Dad also, as we were talking, Dad said, now, it's not the prophet. He said, and I really love the way you study the message. That's good. He threw it there. He said, no, it is not the prophet. He said, it is the scripture that says, and a child will die when he's had ideas. See that? A child will die. And people try to take that. Don't take that to the millennium. The prophet has not taken that to the millennium. When Isaiah is talking, and that's all the scripture. When Isaiah is talking, and when the scripture is talking, it can be, he says this here, and say the next statement he says, for another age. And another statement he says, you can only go there and take each statement and put it where it belongs. That statement does not belong to the millennium. The millennium, listen, millennium does not have any death in it. Listen very carefully. There's a question that the prophet was asked. In the millennium, will there be children born? We don't have children to die for 100 years. No, we don't have children. In the millennium, we don't have... And he said, the first 1960, listen very carefully. In 1964, the prophet said about children being born. And I think I have a quote on that. The prophet said, in the millennium, will there be children be born? 1964, I think in August that year, around there. He said, are there children be born in the millennium? He said, I don't know. Because it seems there will be. And I think the prophet was thinking about that scripture. I think there will not be. In 1965, when preaching Marriage and Force, in preaching the book called God's Power to Transform, the prophet said, now there will be no marriage and giving in marriage. There will be no giving birth. There will be no giving birth. There's no nothing like that. What will happen, the people that will be, listen very carefully, and I think I've said that before. What will happen in the millennium, that's what will happen in the millennium. In the millennium, people will be created by God. God will create his people. And the only people that are created at that time, because before the millennium, listen, before the millennium, everything is wiped out. I can give you quotes on that. By what? Not by the fire, not by the holy fire. That's very clear. Because there's two fires here that confuses people. It's not the holy fire that cleanses the earth for millennium. It's bombs. The prophet says, it's atomic bombs. This whole earth will be blown with atomic bombs. That's right. And everything is wiped out. After everything now is wiped out, what is next? What is next? The millennium. That's why the Bible said, listen, that's why the Bible said in the book called Malachi that the saints will walk on the ashes of the righteous. How will they walk on the ashes of the righteous? Because all the people, everybody, good or bad, will die. Because the bombs have run out. The prophet says, everything will be finished. And after that now, God calls his children. And now, if you go to the first scripture that I put there, the prophet says, all those are the people who will be resurrected. The people who died because of the word of God, they were all the brides in the first church age, in the future church ages. They were dying in every age because of this word. Those are the people who will resurrect. God will call forth his people and they will start here. And nobody else except the bride. Because the Bible said, the rest of them lived not until the general resurrection. I hope you can get that. So no children are born. No children are born in the millennium. Millennium is the seventh. The 700th year. We have 2,000 years here, 2,000 years. Now, after 2,000 years, we have the millennium. After 2,000 years, the 700th year, and up to now, according to the calendar, maybe we have gone a bit further, but according to the calendar, the Jewish calendar, now, we are getting into the seventh, and the calendar that we have is completely messed up. It's completely messed up. I don't know, because all those months that we had, that one, 28, that one, like that, it's messed up. And it doesn't count the day side. So I don't know exactly when the millennium, God knows the mathematics. But sometimes, millennium will happen. The prophet was asked, do you mean that millennium will be 1,000 years? He said, yes, it will be 1,000 years. He said, I believe, I'm one of the believers. We cannot throw quotes away. He said, I'm one of the believers who believe in a physical millennium to a physical people and physical Jesus Christ. So the millennium, this is not the millennium. And that's the confusion with the people. The people are teaching after seeing this. They're saying that we are in the millennium. We are not in the millennium, but we are in the rapture. But now I want to talk about being in the millennium in the rapture. Not being this millennium. We are not in the millennium, physically speaking. I hope you can get that. Praise to God. It's the 700 years. This is the seventh. This is six. Up to that is six. Now the 700, we get into the millennium. Before we get into the millennium, it must be cleansed. It must be cleansed completely so that we go. Why are we going in the ashes of the unrighteous, the bad guys who died? We are going on the ashes of people because it was cleansed. All the bad guys were. But now I said something. I said something there. But in the millennium, in this millennium, maybe I'm repeating myself. Maybe I've said this before. In this millennium, the fire that burns that does not burn the devil. Get that? It's not burned. Satan is a spirit. You cannot destroy him with a bomb. The bomb that does not destroy him. No. Satan is not destroyed. Satan is still here. But now, according to the scripture, I'm not going to read it. Maybe I've said it. We don't need to read it. But according to the scripture, he's grabbed, like a policeman grabs people. He's grabbed and he's taken to jail or to prison. He's chained. The problem is, he's not chained on a wood, on a metal chains like that. He's not. You see, he's chained on the chains of circumstances. What are circumstances? Everybody that is bad guys are all dead. The bad guys that he used are all dead. There's nobody to use. That's why sometimes, that's me, don't take it. That's why I compare sometimes millennium and Adam. There was nobody, all that time, there was nobody that the devil can use. All that time, and this is my thinking, don't take it, but I'm saying it. All that time, there was nothing to use until God did something, he brought something that the devil can use. He was jailed, he could not do nothing in the Garden of Eden. Until he found something. I don't know, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. I don't know how long it stayed. Until he found something. There was nothing to use until he found something that's happened. And another thing, listen. All these things that you see is God's plans. It's God's plans. God in his thinking, he took a paper. I'm going to build this building. Listen, I'm going to build this building. And there will be a corner there, there will be a corner there. So God put that together. So whenever it happens... Praise God. It happens according to the blueprint. Amen. He goes back there, he looks. Where was that corner of Adam now falling? It's here. The corner has come. Now, all the people who can build a corner, come. Who can build this corner for Adam falling? Come, serpent. Come, devil. You are the best people to build this corner called Adam falling. Then he goes, Eve, come. You are the best people. Eve, serpent, the devil, come together. You are the best architects now here. Build it. The way I see it. Anyway. Sorry. Can you do it, Michael? I'm sorry. Can be wrong. That one can be wrong. That can be wrong, brothers. Don't take it. That can be wrong. I don't have a quote for that. It's just the way I see it. Now, from there, where do we go? To the new earth and to the new heaven. This is now what I'm talking about. This millennium in the rapture. Can you get it now? What I'm talking about? The millennium in the rapture. This millennium Now, you might accuse me of preaching two millenniums. No. I'm preaching one. I'm preaching one millennium. One millennium. But they start their millennium now. The bride starts their millennium when they arrive. Here in their bodies of sin. That's when they start their millennium. He says, where do you get that? Let's go to the quotes now. Let's go to the quotes now. Where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? Let's go to the quotes. Let's go to the quotes. Where I got it from. All right, now. We go to. What am I talking about? Are we all together? We are talking about this millennium. It's 7,000 years. It's 1,000 years. It's 1,000 years. No devil, no nothing. It's no devil. But he's there. But he cannot work. Remember, now I told you something else. That this fire burns everything, but it does burn the devil. Can you get that? There's another fire that will come. And the prophet calls it the holy fire. That holy fire, just before we go to the, because everything you resurrect, listen, everything you resurrect, after this, in between here, there's a lot of things. In between the millennium and the new earth, the new heaven, there are a lot of things. One of them is resurrection of everything. The bride is already resurrected. The bride is with the bridegroom. And the prophet said, I saw that new Jerusalem coming from heaven. Where? Which heaven? Which heaven? This is called the first heaven. The prophet said, the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was a new heaven and new earth. The prophet asked, what is the first heaven? He says, the first heaven is this. I think I have that quote here. I don't know. Is this. So the bridegroom, the new Jerusalem coming from heaven as adorned for the bridegroom. What was that? That was millennium. They are coming from. They were. Do you get the story? I'm giving a story. Do you get the story? They were resurrected. They were burned completely. Everything was burned. And everything was finished. Everything was finished. Now God resurrects them. In glorified, the prophet says, in glorified bodies. They have glorified bodies. They are resurrected. The prophet says, come forth, and they all come. Who? The brides. And of course, the bride of every age. The prophet has asked, who is this? As we go there, we find it. Who is this that is talked about in Revelation 20, verse 4? Who is this? He says, they are the people that were members of the bride. All the people that were to be resurrected. All the people that God resurrected. So, in the millennium. So, they are all resurrected. When they are resurrected, they walk on the which was ashes? The ashes of the atomic bomb that burned everything. They walk on them. That is Malachi 4. Malachi 4, 5, something. They walk on the ashes of what? The bride only. They stay here for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. The prophet says, it's 1,000 years. Don't count any wrong. It's 1,000 years. This is the 7,000 years, they're going to say here. 1,000 years. To complete the 7,000 years. Then go where? After this, the people arise. I can put that quote. I don't know. But I can put that scripture there. The prophet has not done that. But I can put that. That the child will die when he's about 100 years. You can put it here. He'll die. They'll be dead here. Because they will resurrect. They will resurrect. And when they resurrect, everybody resurrects. Those bad guys will resurrect. And they'll be taken to the lake of fire. And that lake of fire is so bad. It's not like the fire that was here. This fire is so bad, it burns every germs. Everything is burnt up, even the devil himself. That one did not burn the devil. The devil was jailed. Can you get that? The devil was jailed. Now, it's burned completely, annihilated. It's completely annihilated by this fire. The prophet calls it the holy fire. This is holy fire. See. Now, millennium, let's go back there. Let's go there. I think I'm more of, I'm sorry. If you have a question, write it down. Write it down. I don't know everything. I don't know everything, but I would love to discuss it with you. Or I would to sit down and discuss it with you. On phone, or maybe whatever, or email, or whatever, or one-on-one, that's okay. And I give this priority. I give this for you. I'm not disorganized. If I promise you I'm coming, and I'm coming to do something for you, I'll not leave that so that you're calling me to discuss this. I know that. Unless I'm able to postpone this. Okay? But I value this first. I put this first in my life. I put this first in my life. I'm not bragging, but may God help me. And that's my desire. I want to. I'm coming. Help me, brothers, for prayer. I'm coming to a place I don't know nothing else. I want to preach this now. My remaining years. I know I have family, I have children. I want to give myself completely to this. If God wants me to die because of hunger, I want to die now. I'm sorry about that, but that's right, brothers. This is very important to me. I'm weak. I'm on my weaknesses. Pray for me. I'm out of shortcomings. Pray for me, brothers, that I overcome. But this is so important in my heart, brothers. It's so. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. But I want this. I want to go this full throttle. I want to give myself. I want to give my life. I have a family. I have people to take care of. But I want to give myself to this. If I die, I die in that. I should not have said that. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm just saying, please pray for me. It's like I'm going insane. It's like I'm losing my mind. I want this so bad, brothers. And I'm nobody. I don't want to be anybody. I just want to take it and dump it. Dump it there. Take some, dump it there. Take some and dump it there. Just that. I decided to do that, brothers. Okay, now let's go to. So, if you have a question, if you want us to discuss, I'll be on phone. And some of the people may not maybe understand me because of my accent on phone. We can write whatever you want, but I'm happy. I don't come to you that I know, and you don't. No, brother. There's something that you know I don't. That's true. There's something that I know that you know that I don't. I would like to hear your opinion. I'd like to hear how you see it. And I'll take it. I'll respect it. I'll love you. Even if I don't see it, I'll love you. I'll respect it. I'll respect it, brother. I'll respect it, sister. I love you. Brothers, I love you. Sisters, I love you. And the only thing that we can do is I want you there. I don't want to leave you. I don't. I want you to be with me. Every one of you. I want to go there and I want to be with you. Yes. If I can carry you, I'll carry you. But we got to be there. Whatever it takes, we got to go. We got to be there. Together. Moses was told by Pharaoh, go carry the men and what? Go. He said, no, we are not going to leave, not even a hope. Not even one member is going to be left. Somehow God is going to do something and we've got to go together.
That's right.
I don't care how weak you are. Because I am. I don't care about your shortcomings. That's nothing to God.
Amen.
He'll take care of those things. He will. He will lose none of his own. He will not. All right, let's go to the message now. If I don't finish, that's okay. Now let's go to, okay. Millennium, in the millennium. Okay, millennium in the rapture. Okay. Now, we can read this very fast, the scriptures. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain that takes people to the mind that he's changed. The devil is changed somewhere. in a wood. The prophet is called a wood, but people think he's chained on a wood. I don't know where he gets that. I don't know where the prophet gets that idea from. I think the people here, when they're jailed, they are sometimes jailed on a wood or something. I think so. Because he says he's not jailed in a wood. He's not chained in a wood, in a piece of wood, in a piece of rubber. You know, like that. I don't know. I don't know. And he says to the dragon, that ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and bowed him for 1,000 years. That 1,000 years is the millennium. He's bowed there. He's bowed. Now, for 1,000 years. That's the 700 years. 700 years. The 1,000 years. After this 600 years, the 1,000 years to make it 700 years. All right. We can talk very much about that. It's full day. The 1,000 years is a day. It's a day, and nobody has lived. Methuselah is the one who really got close to living 1,000 years. And that is a day, because the Bible says, after sin, nobody will come to one day. Nobody will live after. Okay, right. Yeah, I don't know what to say, but I don't want to be dwelling that so much. I threw him into the pit and shut it and sealed it over him, so that he might not deceive. The purpose of that is that he might not deceive the nations any longer. He's been deceiving them. Listen, he's been deceiving them. And now, at the end of 1,000 years, at the end of 6,000 years, he came so full throttle. He came so full throttle in the war of Armageddon. And if you go to the fourth seal, he gathers all his people to do that. But the children of God, the bride, is given a rest, because they are gathered together and given the truth. And the rest is actually millennium. They're given a rest. What kind of a rest? My wife, rest. I don't want you to go into this. A rest, I'm warning this. I'm the truth and life. So I'm going to war this. I'm gonna stand here before you. All this what you're doing is just speaking him. The word he came. And that word actually protects. That's a fighter. Then I saw thrones, okay, until the 1,000 years were added. After that, he must be released for a little while. What is a little while? The little while is a dead here. I didn't want to go back. It's a little here. The little while is a little here at the end of 7,000 years. He's released. Everybody arises. How is he released? Here he was jailed or imprisoned by the death of everybody that belonged to him. The people that he cannot use nobody. That's a jail. That's a prison. Now here, how is he released? By them getting resurrected in the general resurrection. Everybody resurrects. And when they resurrect, they start another war. It's called the Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog. What is it? Devil again deceiving. He started deceiving again. He starts deceiving again here. But shortly after that, I don't know how long, but shortly, he's taken, buried together with all his brides, and taken to the lake of fire. And he's completely burned. The jumps and everything is jumped. And the New Jerusalem comes from where? From where? From heaven. From the millennium. It comes now and it settles. I hope you can get that. Okay, now. Okay, long. Until the 1,000 years were added. After that, he must be released for a little while. The little while is Gog and Magog. Then I saw thrones seated on them, those who, to whom the authority, this is too much. We can dwell on this for the next maybe 2, 3, 4 Sundays. There's just that scripture. It's just so much. But let's just leave it at that. But if you have a question, let's discuss it. And I'm telling you, when you come, don't think that this man I'm going to knows everything. No. It's just to see how do I see it. And then I'll tell you how I see it, and you tell me how you see it, and then you can discuss. Those who had been beheaded came. Okay. Then I saw thrones and seated on them that were those whom the authority to judge was committed. The bride will judge the world. That's the bride. The bride will sit with the judge, which is Jesus Christ, the Master. He will sit with him. Okay. Also, I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, those people are Peter and Paul, those people who were beheaded. They were part of the bride, the testimony of Jesus for the word of God. And those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads. Those are the people who were sealed on their hearts. They came to life and reigned. They came to life and they reigned 1,000 years until the 1,000 years were added. This is the first resurrection. The prophet says, the scripture says, this is the first resurrection. That's the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who shares in this first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. Where's the second death? Second death is when the holy fire comes and burns everybody. Okay. Holy is the one who shares in this first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power. But they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. My mission, well, let's go to the spoken word of the original seed. My mission, I'll just read. I think time is gone. And I can stop. But let me not read that. Let me read just that. There's these two quotes and I cross. And you can go down there, you can see the destruction. How is destruction in the rapture? What is the destruction that he's talking about in the rapture? You can see there, they are quote there. Because destruction will be in the millennium. Everything is destroyed. Okay? Now, in the millennium, there's a resurrection. That's what I was looking at. Now, I put some quotes here about the destruction in the millennium. Or before we come to the millennium, there's destruction. Now, I'm also put there the destruction that he's talking about in the rapture. In the rapture, what kind of destruction? I've put there resurrection. They resurrect, the people resurrect in the millennium. Is that right? Physically resurrect. Because the question is, will there be corporal bodies in the millennium? The prophet says, yes, there will be corporal bodies. There will be their glorified bodies. A corporal body is something that you can touch. It's something real, something that you can look at. It's not celestial. It's not something from heaven like theophany. It's a body like here that can work. Will there be both those bodies? He says, yeah, there will be those bodies. So now the question is, how do we have a resurrection in the rapture? The prophet says, we are resurrected. In this rapture, we are resurrected. That's exactly right. That's how we have the rapture here. In this, we are in the rapture, but we have the millennium. Who has the millennium? Nobody else, but the bride. The bride has the millennium. The bride has the perfect. Let me tell you something. If I don't say nothing else, just listen to me. There is no any better place that you can be than now. The only thing that remains with you is this body drop, and all of these days will drop. That's all that's remaining, this body. This is the best position. Where else? Tell me where else you want to be, but in Christ. In Christ is the bestest. I use that word. There's no word like that in English. Is this, ma'am? There's no word, there's no bestest, but it's best of the best. Bestest is this. Now, you can't go beyond that. That's the best place for a Christian. That's the best. That's what he has wanted from the garden of Eden. He had the desire that he can have somebody in him. That me and her and her can be one. And it's here. In him, there's millennium. In him, there's perfect. In him, there's everything except this. And in the millennium, there was the devil. There was the devil, though he could not work. This! Listen very carefully. In this millennium, All right. In this millennium, listen. In this millennium in the rapture, this devil is there, but he cannot work. He becomes subject. This is there. There's nothing he can do. Listen, he cannot make you go to hell. Period. This devil, called the body, the pest house, whatever. He cannot, like in the millennium, he cannot deceive nobody. Now here, in this millennium of the rapture, he cannot make you go to hell. Listen. You say this body did this. Nonsense! You're not going nowhere. You go. There's no harm to you. I'm not saying you go everywhere. If you go there, just know you're not in the rapture. You're not caught up yet. If you decide that you can go do whatever you want to do, just go do, no problem. Praise be to God. You're not in the rapture. But in the rapture here, when you're caught up with him, when you become one with him, this is nothing. I tell something that I was not supposed to start. God knows. Is a book called Who Do You Say This Is? I think paragraph 7. He says, you remember, God, this is the end of the year. That was in 25th December. This is the end of the year. And he says, and I know I've done very many things that I wouldn't have liked to do. And he says, but I know that you have the access to the sea of forgetfulness. Whatever this can do. Because you don't desire. That was purged. That was taken out from you. You don't want to sin. But whatever comes accidentally on you, God is ready there. It should not bog you down. The devil should not come and tell you now, you are a sinner, you know you are mine now. You are never his. trying to take his dirty hands out of the property. You are property of God. You are one with him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This body is bound. The prophet uses the word subject. A subject. A subject to him that became one with you. And please understand, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If I'm, this is the way I see it. This is the way I see it. I can be wrong. I can be wrong. Who am I? I'm just a human being. I can be wrong. But that's the way I see it. All right, now. Right now. Are you taking over here? Okay, I don't know. Oh, that's okay. That's okay, sister. Thank you. God bless you. Now, here we come to them. That's the destruction. Let me read these two quotes. And I also went to the resurrection. I also went to glorified bodies. You are glorified in him. When you get into the rapture, you are glorified in him. You have his glory. You have his glory. Not a body. No, this body is not glorified. But it's become subject. You are glorified. You are glory in yourself. Christ is glorified in you. You are him, and the glory of God is in you. You are that. You are glorified. I said glorified, but king. You are subject. You are ruled. You are ruled. You are ruled with him. Yeah. You are ruled in him. Resurrection. You are resurrected. All that. And I have the quotes. First heaven. This is the first heaven. When the rapture, that's the first heaven. Waiting to go to the other heaven. That's the rapture. After death, you go there. But this is a heaven. The prophet says, and I put that quote there in the book called, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. I'm finishing. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The prophet says, you are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're in heaven. This is the millennium, but you're in the rapture. I hope you can get that. I hope you can get to my topic now. Okay. And I'm not gonna read all that, but it's there. It's there. You can read it. And if you have a question, even I'm in Kenya now, that's why we have this internet. You can just write a message, you can write a text, you can write an email. And by the way, you need to have my email. If you want to write me an email, it's goombastanley@yahoo.com. Just my name's together with small letters. Just write me. Just write me. goombastanley@yahoo.com. Just write that. I'm not, my wife helps me on those things. I'm not very good at that. But if I know you are writing, I'll go check. I'll go check. So, and you can write me a message. I wrote you an email. Something like that. We can talk. I don't fear talking. And I don't fear saying I'm wrong there. I don't fear saying I don't know. I don't fear saying that. Okay. Now, let me read these two quotes and cross now. I'm crossing now. It's 10:01. I don't want to stay any longer here. And you can look at my, down there. My mission that I believe that God has called me for, that is 1962 before the millennium. You can see the millennium started over there. That's okay. It started with Ruther. That's when it started coming up. But I'm talking about Jesus coming and taking the bride here on earth. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. And he came after the seals were opened. Now my mission that I believe that God has called me for, I have to say some personal things today, because that's what I told you I'd do, see? And tell the world, my mission, I believe, to the earth is what? Is to forerun the coming word. That is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was to forerun this kind of thing. He was telling you, get prepared, get ready, he's coming. That's what he was here to do. Forerun the coming word, see? The coming word, which is Christ. And Christ in him has, can you see that? When you get into Christ, has the millennium. Is that clear? You become one with him, you have millennium. You have the rest, you have the peace, you have everything in you has been destroyed. You're not a sinner. Praise God. Everything in you is destroyed. The destruction has come. The other you, all the people in the millennium die. The other you, the other seed has died, never to be remembered no more. It's taken to the sea of forgiveness. Nothing. All right. Okay. Millennium. Peace. No worry that I'm going to go to hell. No. Your sin is taken to the sea of forgiveness. Okay. Now, my mission, because that is what I told you to see. I tell the world, my mission is to believe. I believe. To the earth is what? To forerun the coming word. See? The coming word, which is Christ. And Christ in him has the millennium and has everything right there. Because he is the word. I hope you get that. He is the Word. He has everything, perfection and everything. Now, the last quote. The last quote now as we close. Everything runs out in this time. When Jesus Christ comes, when the seventh seal opens and Jesus Christ comes down, everything's run out. What is it? It's done. We'll talk about judgment. There will be judgment of the millennium. Judgment happens. What happened? That's another thing. I can talk about this. This can take maybe 2 days on this. We can talk 2, 3, 4 sermons on this. This is great. Everything runs out in this time. That's the Ladipu. That is his coming. When he comes, everything runs out. Okay. The edge of the seventh seal. That's the edge of the seventh seal. The edge of the seventh seal is his coming. The seventh seal brings him down. That's the Ladipu. Brings him down. Notice, is the edge of the church age. It's the end of the church. When he comes, it's the end of the church ages. The end of Laodicea, it's over. It's the end of the seventh seal. It's the end of the trumpets. What are trumpets? What are trumpets? Trumpets, the first trumpet was sounded by Paul. The second trumpet was sounded by Irenaeus. The seventh trumpet was sounded by Brother Branham. It's the end. The seventh seal, when he comes, that is the end of all the church ages and their preaching. It was a gospel trumpet. It's the end of the gospel trumpets. That's why you cannot go back there in the seventh trumpet. The seventh trumpet was the Laodicean church's message. You cannot go back there. Praise be to God. It's the end of those trumpets. It's the end of those gospel trumpets in the churches. It's the end of everything. All right. It's the end of that. Okay. So it's the end of the trumpets. It's the end of the vows. Vows. Can I explain? No, I don't know. Vows is... Okay. And even the ushering in of the millennium. I was wondering whether I understood this word well. you know, I don't know much English. So when we were talking there at Sherwood, I asked Dad, but what is that? What does that word mean, ushering in? And he told me it's just like. Like welcoming you or bringing you in. This is what's bringing in of this. To the bride. Praise be to God. From there, there's nothing more. What is waiting for? What are we waiting for? Listen, if you fear bombs and dying, I don't know what to do with you because you got to die. What we are waiting for is the bombs and everything and you clean up. And if you have a quote that's contrary, please let me have. If you clean up, completely clean up all things are cleaned up. That's what you're waiting for. And then, I don't know how long it will take. You just go down and come back. You call forth. Come forth. I don't know what your name is before God, but your name is the message of this hour. Come forth and you come. You stand up here in a glorified body and you walk on the ashes of the unrighteous in the millennium. You stay here for 1,000 years. The 1,000 years that he said that if you eat of that tree, you die. And nobody has fulfilled that one day. Now you fulfill one day. The bread fulfills that one day. To show that all that sin is completely taken out of her. And still the devil here. The lake of fire and hell and all those people. The lake of fire was created for them. God created that for them. In his blueprint, he knew they would come. So he drew something and said, this is where they will go. They will come, this is where I will throw them. You can start that. But the quotes are there. And there's something that I'm not put there. I thought it was too much, and it's still too much. I'm not put the peace, you know, peace. There will be peace. There are quotes that talks about the peace now and the peace then, and they compare. I was just comparing the peace, the things that are in the millennium and the things that are in here. And both, I told you, I don't know whether it was here or somewhere I was preaching, I think, on Zoom or something. And I said, you tell me anything that is in the millennium that I tell you that the bride has. Bride has. In the rapture. So he's saying millennium in the rapture. Let's pray. But I love you. Do you love me? Amen. I love you, brothers. I love you. I love you. I don't know. I don't know whether I can live without you. You're the best of the best. You're the best. You're the sweet. A group that loves this is the best, Brother Don. We are born of the same Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Thank you. We don't know what to say, Lord, but we like to say that we are the happiest group here on this earth, Lord. That you would find it fit a group that is so small, Lord. Are there greater churches, Lord, with people that are learned, have degrees in theology and things like that, Father? People that matter in the politics of the world that are known by the President of the United States, the greatest nation, and all of Lord God. Why come to a small group like this, Lord? What a love, Lord. Would you open that understanding to my heart and to each heart that is represented here, Father, and the hearts of the listeners, Lord God, all of us who are listening in, Lord? Please, Father, if that be the case, Lord, then let us be able to give you what you are worth. You are worth of my life. You are worth of my body. You are worth of my spirit. You are worth all that I am, even the soul, Lord. I give it unto you in a surrender. Let the same be with every brother, every sister, Lord. Help us in our weaknesses, Lord. Hold us up, Lord, and we fulfill our desire to serve you and to give ourselves to you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. God bless you, Brother Don. God bless you, brother. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That was good. And give you something to go home and study on. Now, Brother Goomba will still be here on Wednesday. So he'll be continuing. Is that right, brother?
Yes.
Okay. But I pulled this up for you, but I didn't get it to you fast enough. You were closing. Ushering in means to introduce or to bring about the beginning of something, often something significant, like a new era or a new season. Can also mean to signal the arrival of something. And it's more there, but that's that. But we thank God. And I want to say I appreciate Brother Goomba's comments, and especially on loving you. I think it's such a misconception today that, and people fail to see Christ today because sometimes they're looking for perfect fleshly bodies, perfection in the flesh. This flesh isn't going to have that. This flesh will never have that. And so when you see Christ in one another, you have to know who he is. You have to know who Christ is and what he is. And that's how you see him. Because this is still going to die. As the brother said over and over, this is going to die. But that Christ in there living, that's the thing. That's the beautiful part of what God is doing today. It's God in flesh. It's God in this flesh, this redeemed flesh. Amen. And so now we're going to, we're planning on having some fellowship now, some food, and we want to get the food together as quick as we can, because Brother, we paid a company to bring Brother Richard, and they'll be picking him back up. So we're going to try to get it together and get the food ready as soon as possible so he can eat before they'll be taking him back. And we just thank God that he was able to come today. And I think that we can do this more. I don't know how long he'll be there in the rehab, but I think this is really good for him and to be able to get out. And we just appreciate each one today, and we appreciate this fellowship. We appreciate the word, the message now that's been brought, and it's definitely given us something to study on. And looking forward to hearing some more on it, brother. So prepare yourself. Amen. So let us bow our heads and our hearts. Heavenly Father, once again, we give you thanks and praise. And we thank you, Father, for this great privilege and opportunity we have. And Lord, we want to remember our brother, Lord, now and as he goes forth, that we'll be praying for him day by day, holding him up, Lord, in the word and the spirit. And Lord, that you would just bless him, give him, Lord, let him be courageous, Lord, and bold and stand upon this great revelation, Lord, to bring it to the predestinated seed, Lord, that are out there waiting to hear it, Lord, and that it might come forth as a sword of judgment, Lord, to those that are not predestinated to receive it. And Lord, just strengthen him and guide him in all things. Give him that wisdom, Lord, and strength day by day as we commit him to you. We thank you and praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you.